Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here, StuWebb.com, and it is Friday, July the 17th, 2026, and I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, there's a couple, three shows that are going to be posted along with this one here in a little while, but I wanted Joe to get in detail because he said something so profound 2 days ago to me. We're talking about the New World Order and how it's all a little bit different than what we're looking at it. So, with that said, Joe, I'm gonna turn you loose.
All right, this is what we're looking at. You have a strategic view, that is the highest view that you can do, then you have the technical view. That's the lower end of things. This is where you get into the left-right paradigm. And the left-right paradigm is controlled by the Jews. How do they do it? They do it by money. Because the people around Trump are not independent capitalists. They're predatory capitalists called the mega boys. One of them is like Les Wexner. And there are others that are just, you know their names and they know where they come from. But right now we have, for instance, ICE buildings being shot at. Well, that comes from the left. The leftists are doing, let's get after the leftists. Well, where do they get their funding? They get their funding from the Open Society and the Endowment, group that is owned by, you know who, the big boy himself. Yep, that same guy. Well, it seems as though that he is connected to the Rothschilds. And so that's your leftist side of things. Then you have other right side people, and they are just as part of the program as the other. So over the years I've developed a schismatic of what this is. And it begins with the fallen angel aliens, which are Reptoid and Draco. Then you go to the tall and short Grave, then you go to Insectoid, then you go to the Khazarian Mafia, then you go to the Dark Illuminati, then you go to the Dark Nordic. And there you have it, that's the schismatic. If you keep that schismatic in your head, you'll be able to decipher what's going on. Right now, they're having forest fires in Canada, they're having buildings being shot at here in the United States, and it is a program that comes really, the center of it is out of the City of London, where the Rothschild family is. And there are other just as powerful ones in the other parts of Europe. But that's the origin of the left-right paradigm.
Now, if I may add something here, Super Spook Otis Johnson told me there was 200,000 of them registered with the NSA. Since 1952 to 2012, alien agreement, they called it. That was the aliens that came from Adolf Hitler that made him his saucers and all the other stuff. And he said there's 200,000 of them registered at the NSA. And he said your ex-father-in-law was one of them, Stu. And he said, and when he called me up in 2004 and told me Leonard Milman is dead, he said, Stu, he said, whatever, I said, good. I said, it's going to get the heat off me. He said, like hell if it will. He says, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law lived for thousands of years before it inhabited him, and now it's inhabiting Larry Mizell, who took over for him, who's one of the 12 disciples of Satan. He was the anointed one, because he had killed 150 people for him. He ran Silverado Savings Loan, Neil Bush director, where I ran contra money laundering, and was being laundered through. And then they built BlackRock, largest bank in the United States, which is all derived from narcotics trafficking through Silverado Savings Loan. Go ahead, Joe.
All right, so we're talking here about George Soros, if you haven't guessed by now, and his Open Society Fund. And that's where a lot of the leftists gets spoken about. And people think that just because they talk about the leftists and they're how bad they are, well, where does their funding come from? George Soros. Who is George Soros? Oh, George Soros is independent. No, he's not. He's a functionary of the Rothschilds. And always has been. Now his son has taken over. And so you get this left-right paradigm promoted by people like Alex Jones.
No, what a clown. That guy's a clown.
The Jews. And by the way, the Jews have stood up in the Knesset and said, we are going after the greater Israel. And you look on the idea of patches and you see a map of the greater Israel, which extends from Iraq all the way down to the Nile. And that tells you, that is when they exploded a tactical nuke in Lebanon, and the people world turned against them and said, leave Lebanon. And they have come back and said, Lebanon is ours, and it is our playground. So there you have it.
Well,
go ahead, Stu.
Let's define it down a little bit better the way you did the other day. They call it the 12 Disciples of Satan, which Larry Mizell is one of them, and Rothschild, and Henry Kissinger, but he's dead. Somebody took over for him. And when these guys die, folks, they go to hell. But the point is, because they're fallen angel possessed. But that fallen angel moves into whoever they decided was serve them the best. And the council would vote on it. It's called the Council of 13, because it's 12 men to show up these human sacrifices. And Baphomet, Satan, the gold-headed demon, which I've seen him, came to my bedroom to kill me, and I cast him out in the name of Jesus, and by the blood of Jesus Christ, command you out of here now, Satan. And God threw him right through the front doors where he broke down to come in. Now, and that's an honest, true story, folks. God is my witness to it. Now, here's the point. Is these 12 disciples of Satan, when they do their human sacrifice, like they just did at the old Navari downtown Denver that Millman used to own, Mizell's controlling it now. He took over his $100 trillion and turned it into $150 trillion now worth of stolen money and drug laundering. But here's the deal. Is they do 2 days of human sacrifice, 21st, 22nd. They rape kids. They have, Hotel California.
No, the old Navari.
Yeah, the old Navari, but I put him on the radio. He was
Castle Rock down in.
Yeah, he was. They castrated him at the old Navari. Okay, I put him on the air, and he's made a book since. I forgot his name. I apologize. I'll try to get underneath this. Jeff, what was it again?
Anton LaVey.
Anthony LaVey. Yes, and he said he nearly got killed over doing the radio show with me out there in Los Angeles, or Bakersfield radio show program. But he was castrated at the old Navari. And one of the guards in there took him and threw him in front of the emergency room, took him out, to keep him from dying. But they do that. And he talks about my ex-brother-in-law. I forgot his name. I'm having a problem with names today, folks.
Let's hold that for a minute, Stu. Let's stay on track here.
Okay.
Because what we're having here is, I pointed out and spoke about the schismatic that those make the hierarchies of the adversaries. The word Satan really comes from the Latin Satan, which means adversary. If you put an S on it, it is adversary. Problem with the church is they say it's a single individual called the devil. Well, no, it is the fallen angel aliens. And you go back to chapter 6 of Genesis and you can read about it, of how the daughters of men looked upon the daughters of sun and created men of renown and giants. Then came what we call the of Adam and Eve. It was the time when the men walked with the gods. And you can read Earth Chronicles by Sitchin, and that will kind of give you a schismatic in your head. Go listen to David Icke and his interview of Credo Mutwa in South Africa, because South African Zulu shaman hit it right on the head. And he named names, and he added to the schismatic of the origin of wickedness.
Yeah, David Icke put some of my stuff in his book. Go ahead.
So the point being here is you have the left-right paradigm right now on the rightist, if you want to call it that, they are pointing out, no, it's really these leftists, and these leftists are burning down churches, they're shooting bullets at ICE, etc., etc. That's nothing than the prompting of all the way up to George Soros, all the way up to the Rothschild, to create an adversarial point to where the leftists are going to fight with the conservatives. And out of that fracturing that will happen, we have the raising of Israel and maybe the building of the temple.
Now, there's a big play that's been going on. And I've looked at Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 for years. God put it on my heart, studying the Bible over the years. Anyway, and Revelations 13 and so on and so forth. Certain things, certain events at end times. In my opinion, we're in the Great Tribulation. I believe we started it around July last year when we bombed Iran with the B-52 bombers from Kansas City up here. Anyway, I believe that started that 3.5 year period, 1260 days, I believe it is. And I believe that this, and I'm in agreement with you, that they're going to rebuild the third temple. Now, they put all that, who supported that years ago was the 700 Club, and that Pat Robertson, he was a crook. He had a Bank of Scotland, I think it was, he purchased with $2.5 billion in contributions that he got, or he was worth $2.5 billion, but contributions several million dollars to rebuild this temple. Well, he siphoned off a heck of a lot of the money and the whole bit himself, but part of it went to rebuild the temple. Now, they created from Hereford cows and the whole bit the blood soaked blocks, concrete blocks that they made, and the whole bit, they did that with the Hereford cows. And they put everything underground, folks, in a deep underground facility and stored everything. Duplicate of the temple, of the original temple mound. Now, they claim the temple mound is a temple mound. I don't think it is. I think you got it accurate. It's in Davies, or whatever they call it, southeast of there.
Let me explain that.
Okay.
The place that you see them all worshiping, at the Wailing Wall, is really the wall that holds up a Roman cohort division. The actual temple location is in the city of David, which is about 600 yards south of the temple wall.
And that temple was destroyed.
That temple was destroyed by Titus. And they blame Titus and have labeled Rome as being Amalek, and then you have to read that. Would have to go into the story of Esau, Edom, and all of that, but there's no time for that. But that is why Germany was attacked, because it held the concept of they were Amalek. And so there's this other side of the story that is deeper and wider than most people are thinking concerning the left-right paradigm. They're both controlled by the multinational international bankster, who is controlled by the fallen angel aliens. And this is where Stu comes in with a story that's very important, and that is, he learned it from a guy named Otis Johnson. So that'll give you a little bit of a schismatic. Don't fall for the leftists and the they're doing this and they're doing that, and that's all that's doing is to create the adversary to go after the leftist. And then they'll put you in jail, like in England now. If you go back and look up Barbara Spector Lehrer, she tells you exactly what the Jews are going to do. They will be in the lead of the importation of third world countries into Europe. And so in England now, there are so many stabbings that are going on, it has become an international scandal. And if you are an Englishman and you fight back, you go to jail.
Now, Joe,
so you have many Sikhs that are running around stabbing people, because in England you cannot carry a knife. So don't fall for the left-right paradigm. That's the big point. And where does the leftist come from? It comes from George Soros, connected to the Rothschild, and it's probably more intricate than what I'm stating.
Now,
so take a look at the strategic point. That is the most important, the highest level that you can see. Go ahead, Stu.
Okay, now we've got this push, and of course Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein, the two attorneys for Milgram, and Mizell took over for him, one of the 12 disciples of Satan. Now, they run APEC, and you see it right on my breaking news column, APEC directors, and you can see stuff on Mizell and the stolen uranium out of Rocky Flats that they sold to Israel. And Israel sold it to Iran, they sold it to other places. That's the reason Iran knew where it was buried. They sold it to North Korea and others. Anybody who would buy it, there's a lot of poundage came out of that place. And Gunther Rusbacher, my friend, and there's videos on him, but Gunther was the one that sold it, transferred it out of Denver, Colorado, Boulder. And Mizell turns around and builds a subdivision on the area, supposedly that 17,000 pounds of uranium or something was spilled on the hillside or whatever it was. And he takes a bulldozer out there. Milgram cleans it up with Citicorp. And then they go out there and they straighten up the road that people were dying on, a Boulder Highway going up to Boulder. And he built two separate subdivisions on that land. Now, you don't build where something was contaminated, period. Not in that way, even though it was supposed to be cleaned up. And by the way, they dumped the dump. Milgram did it, his Citicorp. You ever heard of a bank getting a cleanup? They dumped it in a local dump just near Boulder that is on the, I think they call it the North Platte River that runs up out of there. And Broomfield and all that area, they get the water supply. Kids were having nosebleeds. And they've still got all that uranium or plutonium dumped in there, supposedly that was scattered on the hillside. So they've ruined the water supply. But here's the point. They don't give a damn. What their intent over this next 2.5 years is to take out 2/3 of mankind. Take you out. How are they going to do it? My opinion is going to come from these artificial intelligence big centers, that they're going to mind control everybody, and they're going to have everybody under their control, which they do now. I mean, look at that left the country, that's over in Russia. Whistleblower on it, initially. Snowden. He told it all, because he helped design it. And Scott Bennett was on the radio with me, and they shared the same building. And Scott said that the Secretary of Defense was allowing Israeli Mossad agents to walk in there with a card, and he was shipping over secret, top secret documents from the Pentagon so the Israelis would have them. And Snowden went to jail after he blew the whistle, and Bennett, because he knew too much, and he was on the trail of the Mossad, and I sent him a Kenny, former congresswoman. She brought him to me, and we interviewed him a couple times, and it's up on Breaking News Column 1, I think. Look for Cynthia McKinney and Scott Bennett. But he talks about that. But so there's a lot of things I'm aware of and Joe is aware of. But here's the bigger picture. You said it just perfectly the other day, Joe. And it was about, okay, greater Israel, all of a sudden, you know, a little problem in the media here because of the Zionist ruling APEC, Denver. Now, controlling Congress and Senate, they're saying they have 68% of them controlled or something with APEC money and all the other they have. And you see pictures of Larry Mizell and Bibi Netanyahu sitting next to each other with some rabbi from Denver, Colorado. Bunch of Satanist pigs, all of them. Sitting there over in Israel. Now, Larry's got a lot of influence. Now, I put his cousin on, Vicky Mizell, and she talked about him. She doesn't like him. He stole the family trust, or the trust for her and her brother, and the money out of it. But I interviewed her recently. It's on the Breaking News column. But we get an idea of who these pigs are. But the bigger picture, all of a sudden, because Israel's in trouble with the media worldwide and the pressure, because nobody wants this war in the greater Israel and the expansion, all of a sudden, Lewinsky, over in the Ukraine, suddenly he's bombing Moscow with drones blowing up oil fields all around, starting all kinds of havoc over there. Why? They want to expand that. Now the NATO, one of the NATO countries, want to pull out of there, and the U.S. should pull out of there. We have no business being in the Ukraine. That's Russian territory. And Russia has already made it quite clear, or Israel, that, oh, we'll expand our war, the greater Israel, through the Ukraine. Because that's where the Khazarian Jews came from. The Ukraine. That's what's over there now. That's how Israel was formed. There's Khazarian Jews in Israel today. Now, do they believe in Christ? No. Do they believe in God? No. And the Bible refers to there's going to be a calling one day. And some of them are going to get saved, and some of them, most of them won't. But in the bigger play, we got the expansion of Israel in the Ukraine trying to cause World War III with Russia. Now, Russia's nobody to mess with. Otis Johnson was on the phone because of General Flynn. He worked directly for him and was murdered over Hildebeest and the fake dossier that's all coming out now, the election stolen. But about 2 months before he died, he says, "Stu, don't worry about Mueller." He says, "If he doesn't do his job, I'm going to personally arrest him." Now, he worked directly for General Flynn out of his home on the NSA computer. I know. Because I got to know him. I stayed at his house for a year and remodeled his house. He paid me well. Now, he told me a lot of secrets, showed me a lot of secrets. Even jets flying into the North Pole and chasing saucers and all kinds of stuff. Top secret stuff still. I saw things. He had things in his filing cabinet. But he told me that Russian Putin, they called him up, or the NSA did, about 10 o'clock at night, woke him up. He said he got on the computer, or the phone and the computer, and he said they had him hooked up with Russian Putin because he spoke a fluent Russian. And so they had him on the phone, and he says, "I know who you are, Otis." And he says, "You're telling me that the United States did not gas Syria?" He says, "No, sir." He says, "Who was it?" He says, "Israel." He says, "If you're lying to me, Otis," he says, "I'm not going to forget it." But he says, "Let me give you a warning. If it happens again," he says, "I'm going to drop a nuke in the Azov Fault, folks, with a submarine." He says, "And we're going to explode it, and it's going to cause a tidal wave to hit the east coast of the United States from Canada all the way to Florida, and it will go all the way to the Mississippi and wipe out half your population. Do you understand me?" He said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I guarantee you, we didn't do it, and we're not going to do it." And it didn't happen. But that's the capability that Russia already knows what they're going to do. They don't have to shoot bombs on us. They just drop a nuke like that. Maybe one on the West Coast someplace. But right now, I see this expansion of Israel into the Ukraine like you were talking about. Now, who plays into this bigger picture? Everybody does. I think we're all being played. We got Russia, we got China, we got Israel, we got Iran. I think we're all being played. And it's all coming down to tight control, where you can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, AI, artificial intelligence. And they're going to mind control everybody, but they're trying to kill us all now. The latest one's a screw worm with contaminated beef supply in Texas, and now they're finding it in fish, or not fish, but chicken. The screw worm, they call it. And then this other parasite that they've got out there, which I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's the one that they're finding. And if you eat a Taco Bell, you're in trouble, because right now the feds are accusing Taco Bell of being the main culprit, along with Taylor. It's called Taylor lettuce. Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. I got a package of kelp in my refrigerator, and it isn't open, and it says Taylor on it. I bought it at Walmart. I said, "Oh my God." So, and believe me, folks, I did get sick myself from this, from the damn thing. Diarrhea for about 14 days. It was bad. And I got rid of it, by the way, with Wormwood Combination. Hannah's Herb Shop, Wormwood Combination. Parasites coming out in my toilet. Anyway, get my strength back. But they're out to get a lot of people, and they're saying, I don't know how many, are 26,000 people are sick right now across the nation. Dayton Wigginton says they're spraying chemtrails every place, which they are doing, and they're contaminating.
We're going to have to bring this down to a close.
Okay. Okay, but the bigger picture, Joe, isn't Russian Putin and Netanyahu and Trump and everybody and the others, aren't they just playing us, all of us?
In my opinion, yes.
And they're leading
us. That's one of the reasons why that Putin has not retaliated, because Bibi Netanyahu said that he would talk to a Putin on the phone about half a dozen times during the day. So there you have it.
It's coming down to tighter control over us, the people. We're all being spied on. Your phones, everything. Everything you do. You're being heard, you're being seen, everything. And the smart meters are playing a big role in this as well, if you got one in your house. But it's coming down
to... bring it to an end, Stu, because I'm running out of time.
Okay. Well, Joe, I want to thank you very much for coming on. I'll get this posted right away. I want to thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. Have a good day.